This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Not a great holiday season for leftists. If you have leftist friends, keep your eye on them. Suicide watch kind of an eye is what I'm talking about. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. First of all, it's Christmas, and leftists hate Christmas. They call it Xmas, as in put your arms up together, make an X, like Malcolm X. I'm not saying they're all black, but I'm saying they don't like saying Christ. Yeah, they don't like that. They love the gifts, but they hate the religious aspects. If only Christians beheaded people, perhaps leftists would rejoice in our religion of peace. Merry Christmas early, by the way. I always feel like it's a Happy New Year, it's a Merry Christmas, it's Happy Hanukkah, it's Valentine's Day, it's your birthday, whatever, all rolled into one, because you are living in the era of Donald Trump, the era of Republican exceptionalism. The era of American exceptionalism revived. My brother and I were talking the other day. He called me. He said, "What's up, bro?" I said, "What's up with you?" Anyway, enough of that. Enough of the small talk. But he says to me, "Kev, you know I didn't vote for Trump. You know it was the first time in my adult life that I hadn't supported a president. I didn't feel like he was a pious enough man. I didn't feel like he was good enough." And he said, "Let me tell you something. You know how I feel about Reagan." I said, I do. And he says, "Trump is better than Reagan." I said, "Shut your mouth." He said, "No, he's better than Reagan." I said, "I happen to agree." Glad you guys are listening. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. My brother, speaking of, his name is Larry. He's the one who gave me a lot of my intellect, who exposed my curiosity. He always wanted to ask me questions about things and got me thinking about things differently at a very young age. I recommend you do that to your children. Anyway, no reason to rejoice this season or any other season under Donald Trump. It is always H-E double crooked socks for the left. Why? Because they're devils. It has nothing to do with Trump. They're devils. Trump just makes them bring it out. I would say they lose their religion, but they never had it. Their fake religion. The religion of get your money. Get that money from those conservatives. That's their religion. It's getting to you. Anyway, there's bad economic news that compounds their problems over the holiday season, over Christmas. Here's what they said about Thanksgiving sales. Black Friday. $4.2 billion in online sales for Black Friday hit a new high, although it fell short of predictions. I love that. It fell short of predictions, but it hit a new high. That's bad news. According to analytics from Adobe, consumers spent $7.4 billion online yesterday buying goods via computer, tablets, and smartphones, figure up by $1.2 billion on Black Friday in 2018. $1.2 billion more, but it fell short. By the way, it's risen every single year since Donald Trump got elected. I'm talking about when he was president-elect. It rose that the next time. It didn't even wait for him to become president. Remember the doom and gloom that was predicted? Oh, by the way, the analysts predicted $7.5 billion. It was $7.4 billion. He was $0.1 billion short. Anybody got $100 million they could throw in there to hit the number? Yeah, I don't either. A full $2.9 billion of Black Friday sales happened on smartphones. They said these conversions are growing faster than online shopping overall, so they're now approaching a tipping point where soon smartphones may outweigh web-based purchases through computers. It ain't nothing but good news for Donald Trump on the economic front. You want some more? Y'all want some more? Come on. People listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Do you want some more? Cyber Monday sales reaching new records. as the ease of shopping on the internet beats hopping in a car and heading to the mall. Shoppers are expected to ring up a whopping $9.2 billion on Monday, up 16.9% over a year ago. Did I mention that every year that Donald Trump has been in office, these sales have grown? Did I mention? I'm not sure. Did I say that already? Yeah. They monitor these transactions from different retailers. By the way, if it does, Cyber Monday's over, but they're still tallying. They won't know. It's like Chicago murder rates. They have to wait two or three more days to see if anybody dies in the hospital. You know, the murder rate over the weekend. I'll say, 72 people shot, seven people murdered. It can change during your broadcast. Such are Trump's economic numbers. And, oh, by the way, the Democrats want to put the kibosh on this. They can't stand it. This is horrible news for the Democrats. You are feasting out there. You are making money. You are spending money, which is the way the economy works. The reason why everybody wants to be here. Everybody wants, when I say here, I'm talking about in America. Every corporation wants to come here. They want to be closer to their market. You represent over 25% of the world's market. 330 million people, and a bunch of us don't even shop because we're too little, we're too young. We got the youngins, the cherins, you know. And so roughly, let's say 200 million people represent over a quarter of the world's economy. It is because you are so efficient. You are so industrialized. And China wants it. They want to keep up. All of Asia wants it. Can't nobody keep up with you? Hey, give yourselves a hand. Give yourselves a hand, America. So year after year, economy strengthening. Trade hasn't even been negotiated. USMCA, which is sitting on Nancy Pelosi's desk, that is the trade agreement between Mexico, Canada, and the United States, sitting on her desk. And she doesn't want to do anything because she knows it'll help Donald Trump. And oh, by the way, Nancy also has another distinction that she doesn't want to do. She wants to delay the impeachment vote. Because, and get this, Nancy says, in the spirit of the holidays, she does not want to try to impeach the president because she's so magnanimous when it comes to Donald Trump. I don't want to hurt this man during the holidays. It could ruin it for him. He may not go to Mar-a-Lago. We may have to put him on a suicide watch. No, we're going to delay it. So I want to talk more about that today, if you guys don't mind, because I suspect impeachment isn't going quite the way the Democrats thought it was going to go. Glad you guys are with me doing mental ninja.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637.
That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's not going well for the Democrats. I guarantee you, if you follow my logic, you will know the Democrats regret impeachment. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Ooh, ugly, ugly, ugly. I mean, on so many fronts. Before we even get into the impeachment stuff, understand this. I'm chuckling because I'm thinking about the No Malarkey tour. I don't know who came up with this. No Malarkey tour from Joe Biden. Wow. I don't even want to cover it right now. It's too funny. Anyway, House Judiciary Committee is going to bring witnesses. And get this, the witnesses, and I'm using my finger quotes because when I slow down like the witnesses, you know I'm not really talking about real witnesses, are 4 constitutional scholars. This is who the House Judiciary Committee wanted to bring. I guess are they bringing them today? Anyway, supposedly are bringing to challenge Donald Trump on Ukraine. I mean, this is really getting fun. All I can say is this whole thing is beginning to look a lot like Christmas for us and not so good for the Democrats. Pelosi, I mentioned in the first part of the broadcast, the impeachment, quote, doesn't fit the holiday spirit. So she's pushing it off to 2020. And the late night people mocked her. And here's what don't misunderstand me. These late night guys are still hacks. Don't misunderstand me for a second. They're hacks. But they mocked her because they believe it should go on. Why are you not impeaching Donald Trump? And it just goes to show you how much they know about politics. But here they are.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sounding out Democrats on impeachment. If they can't convince her, maybe late night comedy will.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today called for the Director of National Intelligence to release the whistleblower report made against President Trump. And if they don't, she's going to politely ask again.
It would appear that the President of the United States used his office to ask a foreign country to dig up dirt on an opponent. And Democrats in Congress are now thinking very seriously about threatening to maybe consider almost doing something about it.
Trump's call with Ukraine could really put his presidency in danger, though. Today, Nancy Pelosi said another 500 or 600 major violations that we might think about impeachment.
No.
There isn't enough crow in the world that's going to get served to all these Holly weirdo hacks, these late night so-called comedians, and all these other never-Trumpers, anti-Trumpers. Ain't enough crow. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, talking about the impeachment inquiry. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi never wanted to impeach President Trump. But as we have figured out, I don't know if you're paying a whole lot of attention, she doesn't have control over the rogues of the party of the lynching of Negroes. That would be the Democrats, for the Democrats listening, because they don't understand when I say that. You people that listen to the show know exactly who the party of lynching of Negroes is. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi has no control over these rogues, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, AOC, the gang, and many others. So in order to get this impeachment thing, I'll agree, many of the members of the Congressional Black Caucus, everybody who's been on a witch hunt to get Donald Trump since the moment he won unexpectedly. So she's got to put lipstick on the bulldog that has aptly been named impeachment. And so she killed the impeachment vote. Oh, you heard me say it. I said she killed it. What are you talking about, Kevin Jackson? She didn't kill it. I know. That's not what the news reported. They did not use the word killed. They claim she delayed the vote. But in fact, she's doing that only in the spirit of the holidays, right? Because then she's going to come back after the new year, and she's going to get old Donald Trump in 2020, right? Her delay of this vote was a Christmas present to you and me, a Christmas present to the president. Merry Xmas, America. The present of good tidings, folks, are not for us. This present that Pelosi has given us is for the Democrats. And despite whatever polls you may be served up, understand this. Impeachment, like almost all of the coup tactics that the Democrats have tried, backfired bigly. House Democrats quickly announced an impeachment inquiry against President Trump is that last dude, baby black Jesus. Anyway, they couldn't wait. They've been talking about it since the moment the man got elected. We went back and looked at videos of when the first calls of impeachment occurred, and they occurred immediately. Donald Trump hadn't been in office a month. He needs to be impeached. I mean, Maxine Waters, multiple members of the Congressional Black Caucus, Al Green actually came out and said later, about a year later, the only way we can defeat this man is to impeach him. And he said that because Donald Trump was a rock star. Saved Carrier, brought jobs, economy started booming, stock market shot through the roof. That wasn't what they predicted. They needed to impeach him. And they couldn't wait. They looked for anything. They thought Mueller could do it. And they bet on Mueller. I mean, they were all in on Mueller. And when that didn't happen, they went out, they took out a loan, and they got in a new poker game of Ukraine. And where'd that get them? Nowhere. So they couldn't wait. Let's impeach this guy. We got him. You know, who? We got him on Ukraine for the stuff that Biden said. And then what happened? Nothing. Now they want to slow walk it. Well, you know. Well, you know, while we were in a rush to impeach a while back, we probably ought to let America have some time to enjoy the holidays, and then we'll reconvene. Pelosi didn't even bother to explain why she was, using my finger quotes, delaying the formal vote. But you guys, if you've listened to the Kevin Jackson Show, and I know you have, because you're here now, if you caught, you know, what I've said before, I'll say it again. Pelosi and the Democrats would be crazy to vote on impeachment. You would have to be insane to go down this course. Now, I've also told you, Democrats are insane. I recommended they not bring Mueller to testify. They listened to the program. I know they follow my work. They did. What did they do? They brought Mueller to testify. I said, you'd be crazy to let Mueller testify. He had a bunch of minions who were anti-Trumpers. And he's going to try to make sense of that and spin it? Has there been a Mueller sighting in a while? I mean, this is a guy who's supposed to be have one of the best reputations in America. I haven't seen Bro. Anybody seen Bro? I warned him. So Pelosi doesn't want to tell you. Other than, well, I think that it's not fitting to break the holiday spirit by impeaching the president. No, sugar. Uh-uh. Sugar, dun, 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 dun. Oh, honey, honey, you ain't gonna impeach my boy. She does not want to. One congressional aide said the delay was because of political stubbornness. Political stubbornness. That's why she won't do it. She's being stubborn.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first impeachment hearings of the House Judiciary Committee are taking place on Wednesday. George Washington law professor Jonathan Turley reminds us of one thing.
Court issues an order, and unless they stay that order by a higher court, you have obstruction. I can't emphasize this enough, and I'll say it just one more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You are doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing.
In a developing story, Jackson State University in Mississippi is lifting the lockdown that started after a report of a shooter near campus. The school's Twitter account said the campus community is no longer under threat of an active shooter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Way down the roost. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One last question. You know, I've got to get your take on this or a reaction to the fact that we have this new revelation. Remember, we never quite understood why it was that the text messages between Strzok and Page, this affair, became public back when it did, when they were removed from the Mueller investigation. Now we learn that it was because Peter Strzok's own wife was able to get to his phone, found the text messages, called Lisa Page, confronted her, and then went to the FBI with the whole thing.
There is some justice in that.
Did you guys know that? I didn't know that. Peter Strzok's wife narked on him. Welcome back. JJRadio.com. I guess that was one way, her way of getting back at him. Maybe he didn't fess up. I don't know. But she took that information to the FBI. And I'm shocked that somebody in the FBI allowed it to come out. But that's how we found out about that. Because it certainly wasn't going to be from James Comey. Anyway, we got a lot more to discuss besides the impeachment update and all these other things, which is what we've been talking about. Biden's in the news. It's ugly. I'm going to get to that. If I don't get to it this hour, I'll certainly get to it in the second hour because Biden, wow, off the rails. He's the Democrats' number one contender, not in Iowa, but across the board. He remains that. I don't see how, but okay. Okay, I know. He's the one most likely to beat Trump, right? He's 16 points ahead of Donald Trump in head-to-head matchups. Woo! Leftists want to believe what they want to believe. Wow. Anyway, Pelosi now posits that Trump is trying to bully the Democrats into a vote. That's what I was talking about earlier. Thus, if they held the vote now, Democrats might give the impression that they're giving in to Trump's demands, and they don't want... We would be giving in to Trump's demands. This is what one of the Democrats' theory is. Trump is being a bully. Nancy Pelosi's not going to stand for that. So I want to be clear. Democrats started an impeachment process that they are going to walk through. They got witnesses. They won't let testify. They have kangaroo courted this thing across the board. And now they're going to slow roll it because Trump is a bully by daring them to actually finish the process. Trump is saying, look, you started it, vote on it. Well, I don't think that's the case. I've talked about it before. You are certainly aware of it at this point. Pelosi doesn't want a vote, a floor vote, because the Democrats' hands get forced once that happens. Because it showcases, if they do vote, which side you fall on. As a Democrat, are you going to go with party or are you going to go with principle? Because this is an easy one. If you vote to impeach a president for doing his job, you're going to make it very difficult for any president to ever do his job. Think of the precedent. I'm not saying think of the president. I'm saying think of the precedent you're setting if you do this. Because don't think the Republicans aren't going to pull the same thing. And worse than that, if you're a Democrat and you side on this, you're saying, I don't care about the Constitution. I don't care about the role of the president. I'm gonna be a puppy and follow the toe of the line. But the real problem for the Democrats is very simple. They don't want to do it because the polling says if you do it, you're not going to get reelected. It's going to be bad news. People are going to know what you stand for. So I go back to when I was talking about all the polling. I heard Brit Hume say the other day that polling favors impeachment. On what planet? If polling favored impeachment, they would take this vote. It's that simple. The Democrats have an albatross necklace, and nobody wants to wear it. Oh, it's big and it's gaudy. I mean, I want you to imagine these guys walking around with bling that rappers wear. They can go get as much of it as they want. It's just not real gold. Because that's just the way I look at this. Nobody wants to wear this. Pelosi knows that more than the two Democrats who defected the last time will defect this time. And that is bad optics. I don't care if it's only one more. It's a weakening of the case. If it's two more, it's double weak. You follow? She doesn't have to lose 20 Democrats. If she lost two more, the Republicans would say, we have double the number of Democrats. It's the way you spin it. If it's one more, 50% of the Democrats now, more Democrats agree. You follow? But the biggest issue is the Senate. Pelosi knows if she pushes this to the Senate, it's going to expose this sham perpetrated by the House. Now, I don't know anything about procedure. Go check, listen to somebody else's radio show or stuff like that. But I'll tell you this. The rumor is, and I don't know if they can even do this, they would bring Schiff in as the first person that they would question. That's who I would question. I would say, in fact, you don't even need any other witnesses. I would say, we're calling one witness, Adam Schiff, and I would get this man to tell his lies. Senate, God, there's so much power there, and in the sense of calling, I know I've already said I would only call Schiff, but I'm saying who could they call? Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, all of Burisma, the Ukrainian government, now and before? I mean, there are many people. I've seen interviews with the Ukrainians. I think I saw it on OAN. And they said to a person, we have not been forced to do anything. They've been going on. I haven't seen them anywhere else. I haven't seen them on CNN, MSNBC. I haven't even seen them on Fox. OAN had Ukrainians over and said, here you go. Tell your story. I want you to imagine if crackhead Biden was sworn in facing the scrutiny of Republicans. If you think Joe Biden talking about roaches in his hairy legs was a deal breaker, wait until the Senate were to get a hold of Hunter Biden. This guy doesn't have a coherent thought. Right now, he's saying he doesn't want to show his income because he's broke. Well, if you're broke, there's no better time to show your income. He thinks, that's crackhead logic. I can't show you my income because I'm broke. No, you're right. You can't show any income, but that's perfect. If you have no money, we can get everybody off. We can get your ex-wives and your girlfriends and strippers off of you. Babies or not. But we all know why Hunter Biden doesn't want to show his records. Because he's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of money that daddy got for him. Anyway, before we even get to the rest of this that I want to talk about, I want to play what Nadler said on impeachment years ago. And this was impeachment of Bill Clinton. This is what he accused the Republicans of doing.
He knew quite properly that an impeachment of a president is an undoing of a national election. And one of the reasons we all feel so angry about what they are doing is that they are ripping from us. They are ripping asunder our votes. They are telling us that our votes don't count. And that the election must be set aside.
Welcome back, everybody. We have played another clip of Nadler saying essentially the same thing, that if you didn't get a completely partisan vote, it was no good. If it went Democrats or all Republicans one way or the other, it's nullified because it needs to be together. I don't study this stuff, but I heard that the Nixon impeachment, it was pretty much unanimous. You know, both Republicans and Democrats agreed he needed to be impeached. So, you know, it's certainly not that way this time. Nadler said the public needed to have an appetite for impeachment. The public seems to have an appetite for more Trump. I'm still waiting to go to a big rally. I bet many of you are. I'd be curious. I mean, send me a note or something that says, Kevin, if I could, I would go to a rally. Or you wouldn't. Tell me. But I'm curious because I think the majority of the people listening to this program, if you could take all the hassle factor out, you'd probably go. Nadler said in this last clip, votes don't count. If you allow for this impeachment, they're overturning the will of the people, the vote. He says you're angry about it, that they were angry about it then. Well, he's right. We're angry about it now. You're trying to overthrow the votes of the people. It's funny. These people seem to forget that we have all this stuff as a matter of record. Anyway, Schiff would be the first person to testify if the Senate got it. And that's what, I mean, slow walking, that's what the delay is about. But there's another part of it. Pelosi hopes the Democrats can continue this scam, this sham. But I have another theory, too. I have a theory that Pelosi knows what's coming with Durham's report. I think that she's looking at the reputation of Democrats and saying, if we continue this right now, going into the Christmas season, and they release this report, we're going to look pretty bad when it's all said and done. Give it some thought.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Brit Hume tweeted about Democrats impeaching or something. It was something to do with impeachment. He says maybe too many of them are afraid their offices and homes would soon be like halftime at the Yale-Harvard game. And I guess it was a big explosive halftime. I don't know. But apparently people would get raided. Is that what he's saying? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Ari Fleischer tweeted, the smart move by Democrats would be to censure Trump and drop impeachment. Colorado Red, GOP Tracy, tweeted, when you create a monster, you have to feed it. G.R. Adams tweeted, communists last to be eaten, only ones left with money and vehicles to flee. PB Firearms said they didn't mind when it happened to McConnell or Tucker. Don't you think they will be just as understanding? Will the candidates support the sit-ins and harassment? Here's one. They created their monsters with constant propaganda. At some point, their monsters will eventually turn on them. Better before they push them even further. Beth Kokoski says, I want a Senate trial and bring those Democrats to their knees. Andy Boy, not the actor, said, "They have no choice but censure. Even that is a travesty. They were provable crimes with Clinton and Nixon, but Trump's sin is one of clumsiness. He's not as smooth as Obama." Okay. Philosophical disagreement is hardly an impeachable offense. Krav Maga, Flesh Puppy 154, said, "It's their own fault. They keep stoking the hatred of their base for fundraising. Now the unhinged Frankenstein monsters they made are forcing their hands. They made this happen. They can only blame themselves. Any historian can predict what happens to the left, and you're correct. They eat their own. Self-destruction is the appetizer. Criminal referrals, the entree." Wow. These people think like I do. Listening to Kevin Jackson, I'm looking at tweets that were on the going to the Senate. And here's what DT Don said. "Democrats are afraid of testifying before the Senate. If Schiff lies under oath, it's goodbye. House for him. He will go to jail. And man cannot stop lying. Also, the Bidens and possibly Obama would be called as witnesses. That would be good TV." One says, "I have a suggestion." James, he says this, "Let the man do his job. Encourage Senate and Congress to do the same. Get some actual progress going in legislation, in the legislative branch to benefit America." I think there's been a lot of progress in the legislative branch. I take that back. I'm thinking the executive branch. Christopher Canvas said, "Smart move for the left would be to disband. They are exceedingly corrupt and most deserve life in prison." I just went down the line looking at impeachment, what people thought about it. These are the results. Here's Douglas. "It may not be too late, but it's always the right time to gaze at Martinez's eyes and forget politics for a moment." That's just funny. That one got me. Okay, Perry says, "Got to just love it." And then he posted Trump derangement syndrome. There was an article, Pelosi jumps the impeachment gun. It was written by Byron York, and he says, "From its earliest days, the Democratic Party's quest to remove Trump has resembled the Roadrunner and Wile-E Coyote. Democrats in hot pursuit of the elusive Trump proposed to remove him for virtually any sin that came to mind, only to see their efforts foiled." I said essentially the same thing. Use whatever analogy you want. It's Trump winning, Democrats losing, and they keep trying, and even when it blows up in their face, eventually they're going to have to lose an eye, right? It says, "One early Democratic article of impeachment would have removed the president, get this, for sowing discord among the people of the United States with controversial comments on Charlottesville, transgender troops, and Muslim immigration." This is not a joke. I'm telling you what actually happened. Another Democratic attempt suggested removing Trump for attacking NFL players who did not stand for the national anthem. Then there was a proposal to remove him for tweeting about federal judges. Others sought to impeach Trump for allegedly violating the Constitution's Emoluments Clause. Finally, of course, many Democrats hoped to remove President Trump over the Trump-Russia affair. Anticipation built for years, reaching a peak several months ago, just before the release of the Mueller report, and then disappointment. The core of the Democrats' case was against Trump was allegations that Russia and Trump campaign conspired or coordinated to fix the 2016 elections. Many Democrats deeply believed that Trump was guilty. Sometimes fevered speculation filled countless hours of cable TV. But Mueller could not even establish that conspiracy or coordination ever happened, much less that Trump was guilty. I just want you to let that sink in for a second. Mueller couldn't even establish the premise on which they spent almost $40 million. But he goes on. Some Democrats still hoped to impeach Trump for allegedly obstructing justice. Mueller's report strongly suggested that Trump had committed obstruction, yet in a move that angered Democrats, declined to reach a conclusion on the charge. Then, in July, Mueller made the underwhelming appearance on Capitol Hill. The air quickly seeped out of the impeachment balloon. So they couldn't get him. When they ginned up this idea that there was something going on with Russia, Mueller went, "I can't even determine if there was some cheating beyond normal stuff." So they said, "Well, you can't do collusion, but you can do obstruction, right? And he's like, how could he obstruct when there's not even a crime? There was no connection between Trump and the Russians. So what do you do there? So then they go, well, he's obstructing the crime that he never tried to commit. I just want you to understand the level of desperation that we're going to here. Because you have to be able to follow these dots to say, why do they keep doing this? He says, then voila, up popped the Ukraine affair. Democrats saw a final opportunity to impeach Trump. They immediately began cutting corners to make it happen as quickly as possible. First, Pelosi and her chosen impeachment czar, Adam Schiff, chose to skip the investigative stage that preceded earlier impeachments. The case of both Nixon and Clinton involved extensive inquiries by special prosecutors who served as fact finders. The same was true of the Mueller investigation. What they said is, nope, we don't even want a special counsel on Ukraine. We're going to go right to the idea of impeachment. And what? And I'm stopping with what Byron Rourke wrote, but here's what I'll say. They not only did that, knowing that Joe Biden did exactly what they're claiming Trump did. So he goes on, he says, Mueller didn't give the Democrats what they wanted. He took 2 years to do it, but instead of calling for a special counsel, Pelosi and Schiff decided to handle the investigating themselves, greatly increasing the chances they would reach the results they wanted. They decided not to pursue the testimony of key witnesses. They did not even subpoena former National Security Advisor John Bolton, perhaps the most important witness of all. Had the House issued a subpoena, Bolton would have a solid case that his conversations with the president were privileged. The issue would have been settled by a court. Pelosi and Schiff passed. Either they were afraid they would lose in court, or that if they won, Bolton would not give them the testimony they wanted, or they were in too much of a hurry to let a court case proceed. In any event, there was no push for Bolton's testimony. Instead, Pelosi and Schiff rushed ahead. Democrats on the House Intel Committee took just days to produce a report based on their brief investigation, then gave members 24 hours to read it and assess it. Then it was on to the Judiciary Committee, the normal place to begin an impeachment investigation for the drafting of quickie articles of impeachment. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking. Voting in Democratic presidential nomination races began with Iowa, February 3rd. New Hampshire primary, 8 days later. If Pelosi and Schiff can pass impeachment articles by Christmas, they can send the matter to the Senate in January. Even on that accelerated schedule, the trial will probably overlap at least a little with voting. But if the House can't get impeachment done by the holidays, it's going to drag on through the primaries, so the race is on. And then what happens? Pelosi delays it. She says, no, let's not do anything during the holidays. Let's give them a break. Anyway, Byron York summarizes. He says, many Democrats wanted to impeach Trump from the get-go. Frustrated at their inability to get it done, they jumped on the last best hope, taking shortcuts to ensure their preferred result, racing to beat the political deadline imposed by their party's presidential contest. Through it all, they've insisted they're only acting with great reluctance and sorrow. The question now is whether the public's going to believe it. Well, I'm here to tell you, the public doesn't believe it. The public sees through the ruse. They know all about it. And they're going, I don't buy it. And now, Lisa Page, back on the scene, Joe Biden still stumbling, many candidates dropping off Democrats have so many things that are creating chasms within their party. If they were to stop and focus on themselves for just a second, they might actually improve things.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.